Leading a toddler by the hand in the shade of a eucalyptus tree, Mohsen Barak, 42, from the city of Al-Hasaka in northeastern Syria, has been on Telos for 7 months. It is so much better than where we were before. We were on roads in a refugee camp inside an old slaughter yard. It was bad, really bad. We spent nearly a year there, he said. Eleni Kimina, 35, teaches the children Greek several times a week. The kids really want to learn, they want to play music, all the things they didn't have a chance to do in the past, the teacher said. The camp was established about a year ago by Solidarity Now, a Greek NGO, with help from UNHCR, the UN's refugee agency. The refugees are much happier than they were at first, especially now they have found jobs. It's not good to sit around all day with nothing to do, you become depressed, said Spiros Aliferis, a team leader from the NGO. They're part of our community. The kids go to the playground in the village, they swim in the sea, and they pick up Greek quickly. Like many Greek islands, Telos has suffered from chronic depopulation in the past. Up in the hills, away from the beaches and bays, lies the abandoned village of Mikrokorio. The village of Mikrokorio was abandoned in the decades after the Second World War. Goats wander through deserted houses, while others are boarded up with bits of rusting, corrugated iron. The village's inhabitants drained away after the Second World War, seeking new lives in Athens, the United States, and Australia. The presence of the refugees has injected money into the island. They receive a modest allowance from the UNHCR and spend the money in local shops. Now there are plans to build a cheese factory on Telos, to take advantage of the milk produced by the 15,000 goats that wander its herb-scented mountains and valleys. Some shepherds use the milk, and one or two make their own cheese, but it's for their own consumption. There's a big potential, said Stathis Kontos, special advisor to the mayor. It is hoped that the cheese factory will provide jobs for both Syrians and locals. The locals will provide the expertise, and the refugees will provide the manpower, said Mr. Kontos. The enterprise will help diversify Telos' dependence on tourism as the mainstay of its economy. A 2-hour boat ride from Rhodes, the island is popular with a small but loyal crowd of British, Italians and Scandinavians, many of whom come year after year. Telos has a permanent population of just 500, but thousands of tourists arrive in the summer months. Some fall in love with the place so much that they buy houses and live there all year round. Ian Beasley, 70, originally from Oldham, moved here nearly 20 years ago and lives in a villa overlooking the sea. This island could be an example of how to deal with the refugee problem and integrate them into communities. There is a genuine feeling of compassion here, he said. I think they also want to build up the population. At one point, the ratio of kids to teachers was 3-1. I have only encountered one guy with anything negative to say about the refugees, he said. Some of the refugees hope to be reunited with relatives already settled in Germany or other EU countries, but the mayor hopes the rest will remain and rebuild their shattered lives on Telos. I'd like them to stay. They're human beings. It's their right to live in humane conditions. Telos is a place where we can support their dreams of a peaceful life, she said.